Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check those two out when you get a chance. I'm glad our good friend Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jay-Z has been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time now, coming up on 15 years and a couple of months. He is the chief home officer, and he's the guy who joins us on a regular basis. We just can't get rid of him. And to talk about really important stuff, hey, Jeff, welcome back.
Caveat, disclaimer, point of information. The original.
The original. The original. That's exactly right. None other. That's right.
None other.
The original Small Business Advocate and the original Jay-Z. No question.
See, I should have gotten into rap and music because then I would have made, made a little bit more money.
If you'd gotten into rap, you would not be on this show, I can tell you that.
There you go.
Hey,
Jeff. For any number of reasons.
Occasionally you lurch uncontrollably with some good news about technology, and you've got an alert for us. I don't have the sound effect for the Fox News breaking news thing, but you got an alert for us. Tell us about it.
If you have overlooked the breaking news sound that's broken every 3 to 5 minutes on all the major news channels,
right,
and it's been able to escape,
right,
you, we're hearing, if any small business owner who has an eye for tech at all, or who runs their system on their business,
or lives in the modern world,
in the modern world, exactly. Put that slate and chalk aside, and runs with technology. Exactly. The abacus has heard about the Heartbleed bug. And the Heartbleed.
Slow down, folks. This is Heartbleed, just like you think it was to be spelled. Heartbleed,
right,
bug. Go ahead, tell us what it is.
The Heartbleed bug is a bug that has been able to find its way into...
No, tell them what kind of a bug it is.
It's a computer virus.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
It's a computer virus.
Go ahead.
That has found its way...
My mother-in-law is listening, so I want to...
There you go. We got to make sure we...
Yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. So it's a computer virus that has found its way into millions of servers around the world. Estimated at millions of servers. Okay, so it could be your computer. It could be your bank's computer. It could be your social media computer, the one that you use, whether it's Facebook or Twitter,
mm-hmm,
any of these. And it in some ways is tied back to Microsoft XP, which is
the
operating system.
It likes to eat XP, doesn't it?
XP, exactly.
It's just as a panda likes, only eats a certain kind of bamboo. Apparently this Heartbleed thing only likes XP.
It thrives on XP, that not coincidentally...
And folks,
Jeff,
XP, as you may remember, was the very successful operating system for Microsoft from the late 90s, early part of the last decade. I used it for years and years. I loved it, and grudgingly gave it up for 7,
right?
Which I now like too. But I literally the last computer I bought, I actually had dual systems. I could have gone either way, but anyway, XP was very successful. That means it's everywhere.
It's everywhere, and not coincidentally, this past week, Microsoft finally stopped supporting XP because they have operating systems 7 and 8 out on the market now.
And tell them what no more support includes.
No more support means if your computer is running XP, they are not sending out patches, automatic updates to prevent against a bug like the Heartbleed bug or virus.
And a patch is what they use whenever a new way to subvert and to break through the system to infect an operating system is found, and they keep working on these. The bad guys keep working on these. Whenever one of those things are identified, the company issues a patch to knock those guys out.
Right.
But now that's not going to be happening. So go ahead.
So you're on your own. If you are using XP, you are on your own. So your computer could get infected. Not only could your bank have the virus and such that you need to go in and change your passwords, which has been from a lot of the tech sites and even banks and organizations have warned their users, change your passwords Not only are you must you change your passwords, your computer itself could be infected, such that anything you do on your computer, including keystroking new passwords into accounts, could be violated, could be suspicious. So,
I saw that 95% of bank ATMs are running on XP.
It's pretty remarkable.
95%. So, all right, so we got this virus, folks. It's bad. It seems to like XP, and XP is not going to be protected anymore. So I wonder, Jeff, if your security system, if whichever one you use that you buy as your own onboard, you know, downloaded system on your computer, I wonder if those things are gonna help XP extend a little bit longer.
They say don't count on it.
Ah.
They say don't count
so
on
Norton
antivirus, McAfee. The patch for XP is what you need, which means you're out on your own.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm on my computer, I'm constantly getting pushes that are saying your antivirus is up to date. Well, you know what? Doesn't matter. It's like installing two locks on your door. The thief can break into either one.
Right.
And possibly both. But
well,
if one is vulnerable.
What about the password thing? Where are we on? What are they recommending? I mean, why does changing, if they can get through, why does changing the password matter?
Well, because what happens is if you're using Google, and Google is one of the organizations that was identified, so I'm not picking on them. There are a number of websites. Say you're using Google, and they were able to hack Google before Google knew, or they were able to get the bug in before Google knew it was there and fixed it.
Uh-huh.
Your password could have been downloaded. And so they have your password to Google.
But aren't
so
they saying it may even be too early?
It may be too early. Look, there's a number of websites out there, including, for example, CNET, that has a list, and it's letter CNET.com, and and if you search for websites that have patched Heartbleed bug, if you just search for that, they have a list of the top 100 sites that have been affected or not been affected, and which have changed or not had to change or patched the flaw. So Google, for example, is one of them. Gmail was one of them. A number of banks were affected. A number of banks weren't infected.
Yeah.
So you need to know, and especially if you use social media, and if you use social media like Facebook or Twitter for business, you need to know which one's
been
affected.
Thing does is get in, identify, and try to break through your password so it can get control of your account?
It can get control of your account.
Including
and
your
all
financial accounts.
Including anything, especially if banking, and this isn't just your bank. This is your bank. This is your credit card.
This
companies.
Could be. This could affect the economy if ATMs are almost shut down.
Absolutely.
This
Absolutely.
Is serious, folks. Follow through on this. Keep checking on it. We're gonna come right back after these messages with our good friend Jeff. Hey, Jeff. Good report. Thanks, buddy.
Very good.
Hang on. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.